It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 15th of February, the 46th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 319 days left until the end of the year. Today, Galileo would be 461 years old. The renowned Italian astronomer, physicist and mathematician was born on this day in 1564. Galileo is often referred to as the father of observational astronomy, modern era classical physics, the scientific method, and modern science. He died under house arrest, having been convicted by the Roman Catholic Inquisition of heresy in 1642. And Louis XV of France would be 315 years old today. He was born in 1710 and died in 1774. His reign of almost 59 years, from 1715 to 1774, was the second longest in the history of France, exceeded only by his predecessor, Louis XIV, who had ruled for 72 years. And because yesterday was Valentine's Day, a tip of the hat to the American Charles Louis Tiffany. Yep, the founder of Tiffany & Company in 1812. Oh, what a beautiful jewelry store that was. Until the 2021 takeover by the French luxury conglomerate LVMH. Everything's all bling, bling now and just tacky. But we still have Audrey Hepburn and Breakfast at Tiffany. Now there is an elegance that shall never fade.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you will be served.
The Sound Kitchen team is complete. Erwan Rome is at his mixing board behind the glass window in front of us. And our co-chef Paul Myers, also known as Baby Brother, is right here next to me. Say hello, Baby Brother.
Well, I'm a bit disappointed. I thought when you were talking about elegance that shall never fade, I thought that was the cue to bring Erwan and myself in, actually. I've got to be honest there, but hello. Yeah,
okay, all right. The elegance that shall never fade is Audrey Hepburn, Erwan Rome, and Paul Myers.
I like the sound of that. That
works well.
That works.
So, speaking of Tiffany and elegance and Valentine's Day, did you and Mrs. Myers celebrate?
No. That's me being elegant.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No celebrations. And yourself?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
of course.
You know, it's a big deal in America. Even my dad gave us
presents.
My dad gave all his girls a present on Valentine's. It's a big deal for us. And so I usually force Xavier, my husband, to celebrate it. It is absolutely not a big deal here in France. I guess not in Britain either, huh?
Depends. Yeah. It depends if you've got money to spend.
You don't have to spend. Well.
Yes. By the sounds of it.
A single rose is always appreciated.
Of somebody else's garden fence.
But anyway, poor Xavier, he has well understood that he better not forget the 14th of February.
Okay, yeah.
And this year my present to him was I bought my own present. You know, he's so busy.
You're so understanding.
I'm so nice. And I see you're looking at my gorgeous necklace.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you, Xavier. Thank you, St. Valentine. So off we go. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, and a tasty musical dessert from Erwan on Music from Erwan. So don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, cuz it's time for the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
On the 18th of January, I asked you a question about our article, Exhausted Frenchmen Held in Iran Since 2022, Reveals Identity in Plea for Help. It was about Olivier Grandot, a 34-year-old French national, who was arrested and sentenced to 5 years behind bars for, and I quote, conspiracy against the Islamic Republic. In the article, you learned that there are two other French nationals currently in Iran's prisons as well, and you were to send in their names as well as the crime with which they've been charged. Paul, what's the answer?
To quote our article, the other two French nationals, teachers Cécile Kohler and Jacques Parry, were detained in May 2022 on charges of seeking to stir up labor protests. Their families strongly deny the accusations. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. Which profession do you find is the best and why? It was suggested by Saba Binta Sumaiya from Bogura in Bangladesh. You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member John Yemi Sande Touré from Freetown, Sierra Leone. John Yemi is also this week's bonus question winner. This is what he wrote. Travel is the best professional trade in the world because you can learn so many trades by traveling to different places. Then you can be a jack of all trades and master of none. Congratulations, John Yemi, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are M.N. Santu, who's a member of the RFI Amour fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and RFI Listeners Club members Habib Ur-Rehman, the president of the International Radio Fan and Youth Club in Kanawal, Pakistan, Sharifa Akhtar Panna from Kishoreganj, Bangladesh, and last but assuredly not least, Rahmatun Nesan from Odisha, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Sam Nujoma, Namibia's first democratically elected president, died last weekend. He was 95. Nujoma led Namibia's fight for independence from South Africa, then known as Southwest Africa, and ruled by South Africa's apartheid political system. Nujoma was the president of the Southwest Africa People's Organization from 1960 until independence in 1990, when he became the country's first president. He served three terms, and while not perfect, Namibia under his rule was stable, and the country made steady economic progress. You read about him in Paul Meyer's article, Namibian Independence Leader Sam Nujoma Dies, Aged 95. I want you to reread it and send in the answer to this question. What is the name of Namibia's president-elect? Here's a hint. She's a woman, Namibia's first to serve as president. Again, reread Paul's article, Namibian Independence Leader Sam Nujoma Dies, Aged 95, and send in the answer to this question. What is the name of Namibia's president-elect? You'll find Paul's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It's from Hans-Werner Lolliker from, as he wrote, the Kingdom of Denmark, which includes three parts, Greenland, the Faroe Islands, and southern Denmark. The king hasn't put Greenland up for sale, Hans. I thought it was up for auction. Politics. Hans noted that there are, as we know, places that attract millions of tourists. Here in Paris, for example, the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame. But Hans wants you to describe a cultural monument or a nature site in your country that isn't known to the world at large.
That's a great quote. We're going to learn a lot. Baby brother, what's yours?
I'm still thinking, actually. A cultural site. Well, I think I'm going to go back to Tooting Beg Swimming Lido, actually, because it's not on the tourist map, but it's so beautiful, and it really should be, because it's known locally as one of the places to go. You grow up with it, but it's not in any guidebooks or anything like that. I've never really seen it as this is somewhere to go and see, but if you go there, it's really tranquil, and it's just in the common, and it's just a beautiful place. Really is. It's an oasis.
Next time I go to London, I will sure go there. You'll have to tell me how to spell it, though. What'd you call it? Tooting, what's it
Tooting
called?
Tooting Beg Lido, L-I-D-O, or is it Lido? But it's in South London, and it's stashed away in the common, in the park, big park, near the railway lines, and it's 50 metres long, 30 metres wide. No, it's not 100 metres long. That's about 90-odd metres long. 35 metres wide. Changing rooms all around the side, all in different colours, the doors.
Oh, that's nice.
And
like
a nice little cafe there. And it's all year round, so you can swim there. Today, for example, when it's freezing cold and it's unheated. And I used to go when
Weirdo.
I was younger. Nah, and it was I still remember it. That was the year when I didn't have any colds and I was super healthy.
Wow.
Okay. The shot of adrenaline or endorphins, I think it is. You go in, do 30 meters in freezing cold water and then get out and treat yourself to a cup of tea with a lot of brandy in it.
I was going to say, whoa.
Yeah. And I did not have any colds at all. I was so healthy.
I think that's great.
Have you found anywhere? You've got lots of places, though, haven't you?
Well, I had to decide which of my two countries, France or the U.S. And I went ahead and decided on the U.S., in California, where I was born. And there are the mission churches that were built by the Franciscans and the Native Americans. The missions are well known. People know about them, but I don't think they're much visited by tourists who go to California. There is so much to see in California that's kind of at the bottom of the charts. But those churches are, to me, so much more beautiful than Notre Dame and all the gilded cathedrals of Europe. I mean, I admire them as high art, and of course they're beautiful, but there's nothing spiritual in them to me. But in those mission churches of simple wooden structures, and the murals were all painted by Native Americans, there I am called to reflect.
All right, okay.
So, what about you? What cultural or natural site in your country is not known to the world at large? Remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. Thanks again, Hans, for the suggestion. You have until the 10th of February to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 15th of March to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
More from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week was, which profession do you find is the best and why? It was suggested by Saba Binta Sumaya from Bogura in Bangladesh. We'll start with philosophical Helmut Matt, who wrote, I think all professions are important, and you shouldn't weigh one against the other. What is important is that you are convinced of what you do and that it makes you happy.
You know what? That reminds me of what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said. If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, "Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well." Oh, Dr. King, weren't we fortunate to have such a soul amongst us for a while?
Well, we are flattered. Two of you said journalism. Raz France Manco Ngogo wrote, "I have always appreciated journalism as a profession because it makes everything possible to understand. You can interview anyone you want and be known all over the world. The more things you are interested in, the better journalist you are." Radhakrishna Pillai agrees, and this is what he wrote. "My favourite profession is a journalist. It is dynamic, fast-paced and competitive. This job definitely helps us develop new skills. Journalism allows us to share information that helps people make better decisions about their lives and communities. Journalists are the eyes and ears of society, tasked with uncovering facts, analysing events, and presenting stories that resonate with the audience. I greatly like this challenging career." For Anjana Parvin, it is nursing, and this is what she wrote. "Nursing is called a noble profession because it is directly related to human service, serving patients, giving them comfort, and moving them toward recovery. All these tasks require love, patience, and compassion. Let's see why nursing is so noble. Firstly, the opportunity for human service. Sick and weak people are helped, and patients in distress are given comfort and relief. Secondly, a nurse is tested in the virtues of patience and compassion. A nurse must help patients to endure pain and suffering and have to maintain their morale even in difficult situations. And finally, nurses are an essential part of the medical system. They assist doctors and facilitate the treatment process. For all these reasons, I love nursing very much."
Are you a nurse, Anjana? I think I told you my mother was a nurse, and if she were still here below, as they say, I would read her your letter.
Teachers, too, are held in high esteem. Here's what Sultan Mahmud Sarkar wrote. "There are various professions in the world. Out of them, the teaching profession seems to me the best, because in this profession, there is an opportunity to build the future generation. This profession is very great for helping human beings develop. The student-teacher relationship is like that between a parent and a child. There is a different kind of mental satisfaction in this profession. Mental satisfaction lies in the fact that students always respect the teacher. Even if a student himself is the head of state, he always respects the teacher. I am a school teacher. There is always a financial strain, but I think this profession is a very great profession." Maria Kiran agrees with Sultan. She wrote, "Teaching is the best profession. In hardly any other profession do you have the opportunity to work as intensively with young people, and that contact keeps you young. You get ideas and inspiration and see what concerns future generations. This means you are constantly confronted with new things and remain flexible in your thinking. And that's exactly what keeps you young, because life is about constant development. Contact with young people and the resulting cognitive, social, and emotional stimulation contributes to one's satisfaction." We'll close with Father Stephen Wara, who wrote, "Besides my already fixed profession of monk, stroke priest, stroke cleric, I guess I would very much go for being a lawyer or a judge who would do the utmost to stand for the truth, to defend and deliver the innocent who are falsely accused and condemned." And there you have it. Remember, everyone, This week's bonus question is, describe a cultural monument or a nature site in your country that isn't known to the world at large. Many thanks to Hans Werner Lolliker for the suggestion. Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
A pleasure.
Susan Owensby, The Sound Kitchen, Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many, many thanks to our sound engineer, Erwan Rome, for his input and his expertise in putting the show together. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week, the 22nd of February, for the answer to the question about the French NGOs that have decided to stop using X, formerly Twitter. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. This week, Erwan chose something I bet you've never heard before. I haven't, that's for sure. It's a traditional Kanak chant from New Caledonia, a group of islands in the Southwest Pacific Ocean. New Caledonia, or Nouvelle Caledonie for the French, and Kanaky for the indigenous people, are a part of France's overseas collectivities. It was seized in 1853 by the French and used as a penal colony until 1897. There's a long and complicated history, as always with colonizers, of the native Kanak people's exclusion. For some years, they were even held in reservations. There are still problems today, as you've seen in the news. This chant is from the Drehu district in the Île-Loyauté province. It's called Lue Ikso Walga Kiki, and it's performed by the Vater dance troupe. Enjoy! And thanks again, Erwan, for another musical journey. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to y'all next week.
What are you doing?